Jerusalem, Sultan Salim was in charge of the Ottomans when he took over Jerusalem. Of course, they took it over from another Muslim dynasty. It was not from a disbelieving force at that time. So when they took over, then the Christian priests, they came to him and they showed him the agreement that Umar radiallahu anhu had signed, granting safety and security to the Christian inhabitants and granting safety to their churches. They took out that particular agreement and they gave it to Sultan Salim. And Sultan Salim, when he saw the signature of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, obviously like you and I, who wouldn't show respect to this great son of Islam? Sultan Salim kissed it and put it on his forehead and said, "Wallah, I will carry out that agreement which Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu had signed." And that is why they granted refuge to even the Jews at that particular time when the Ottomans took over. This particular aspect continued up till 1917, when it remained with various degrees of influence and various degrees of spiritual activity up till 1917, when unfortunately we are the generations we saw that in 1917 that Jerusalem was taken over by the British. And you know, General Allenby at that particular time, when he walked into Jerusalem, he made this remark that today the crusade has ended. The crusades has ended. What started off at that particular time, I am ending it. Saying that he still had, and he still wanted to revive what the crusades had done at that particular time. 1917 passes. When that particular thing, aspect passed, for something it was part of the protectorate, it comes in the hands of Jordan. And unfortunately in 1967, right, this particular land, which up till 1967 was under the control of Muslims, under the control of Jordan, and for whatever worth it was under the name of the Muslims, under some control and authority of the Muslims. In 1967, it is taken away from the Muslims. And once again, keeping the sacredness in mind, we do not, as an ummah, offer the resistance that we should have offered at that particular time. But be as it may, from 1967, it is in the land, it is in the hands of the Israelis. Now, various aspects that we can make mention with regard to this. I just want to make mention with regard to it, since that particular time, what are the aims and objectives with regard to the Zionists? And they are becoming more and more bold with regard to this. And part of that is, for some time now, they want to destroy Masjid Aqsa and put on its place what they call the Second Temple. In 2000, seven of the fundamentalist group, they joined together to form an umbrella organization called the United Association of Movements for the Holy Temple, headed by a person by the name of Hillel Weiss, an extremist professor in occupied Palestine. They'd come together and said, "We've got to start destroying Masjid Aqsa and put in its place the Temple of these." Then on 27 September 1999, with the aid of thousands of people and the support of the Israeli establishment, they approach the western gate of Al-Aqsa in order to once again enter the Haram Sharif and lay a cornerstone foundation weighing something like 4.5 tons. Only with great difficulty did the Palestinians manage to repel them. But one of the leaders delivered a sermon in which he warned the Muslims that the foundation stone was ready for the temple, and it is only a matter of time before they demolish the buildings within Haram al-Sharif and replace it with the temple. These groups have been openly raising funds for this purpose in Israel, United States, and Europe. And they even have a scale model of what they want to replace Masjid Aqsa with. It is put in one of the hotels in Jerusalem, and it was displayed for a very long period of time. If I'm not mistaken, it is still displayed. In 1969, the mimbar that I made mention, that was commissioned by Nuruddin Zangi Rahmatullah Ali, was burned by a Jewish Zionist. And when he was burned, he was put into a kibbutz and he was freed by saying he's a psychiatric case. In that remarkable mimbar which I've referred to earlier in the talk. They have architectural plans and a collection of gold for the altar. "We are saving," they say, "the donation of gold, silver and other jewelry for the temple. This will be used when the construction of the temple begins. Much gold and silver will be required for all the parts of the temple." One of the main aims for collecting funds is claimed to be the removal of the Muslims and the building within the Haram al-Sharif for what they call the Temple Mount. And you know, there's one particular aspect that they have made mention of, is they said that one of the signs of the destruction of Masjid Aqsa for them would be the birth of a pure red heifer. Now in March 1997, there was a birth of a red heifer, which was celebrated by Israelis as a sign from God to destroy buildings within Haram al-Sharif. This, they said, was to be started when this red heifer is 3 years old, which is supposed to be in March 2000. But when they could not carry out their plans in March 2000, they went back saying that no, there was a small white spot on the red heifer. So the red heifer is still to be born. And they are even making plans to genetically engineer the birth of such a red heifer. While they are doing this, what is our particular position? We've got to really keep in mind. Now, I've only made mention of one aspect, and maybe two aspects. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessedness in some aspect of history. There's a third dimension. Now, this dimension I'm very briefly going to make mention because you don't have time. I think time is of essence, and we have spent some time. And that is Jerusalem and Al-Quds as a place where many of the signs of Qiyamah will take place. Maimuna bint Sa'd in the same hadith asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, tell us about Baytul Maqdis, to which he replied, it is a land of gathering and a land of resurrection. A land of resurrection. Now keep this in mind. And among the first signs of Qiyamah will be the appearance of Imam Mahdi. He will proclaim his message in Al-Quds, in Jerusalem. A major sign of Qiyamah will be the appearance of Dajjal. No place will be safe from his domination except the three holy cities, Makkah, Medina, and Hakim and Ahmad makes mention, Jerusalem and Al-Quds. In pursuit of his control over the universe, Dajjal will surround the Muslims. The Muslims will take refuge on a hill in Al-Quds. Right? The compilations of Ahmad and Hakim go to the extent to specify the mountains as that of Dukhan. As Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to our traditions, will come into Damascus, right, in the masjid. And from there, he will initially go to Al-Quds, where the Muslims have taken refuge, to help the Muslims against Dajjal. He will then kill Dajjal in a town of Lud, probably the ancient Lydia, which is near Jaffa in Tel Aviv. These are some of the signs with regard to Qiyamah that will take place in this particular land. And there are many other aspects. Umama Bahili radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a group will remain on truth, and those who disagree of them will not be able to harm them until Allah Ta'ala commands them to be harmed. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah, where will this group be? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will be in Al-Quds. They would be in Jerusalem. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, glad tidings for the residents of Baytul Maqdis. For when trial appears, they are very, very fortunate because they will be regarded as mujahids. Now, this is so true today. Wallah, my dear respected brothers, the people who are there are displaying and bearing something which is a farz-e kifaya for us. They are looking after that lens on behalf of the entire ummah. They are fulfilling a farz-e kifaya on behalf of you and I. Wallah. And today we sometimes look upon them disparagingly, but look at the statement of Ali radiallahu anhu, and said, glad tidings for the residents of Baytul Maqdis when trial appears, and because they will be considered as mujahids. They will be considered as mujahids. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith, and wallahu alam, what is going to be the manifestation of this hadith? The hour will not come before the best people of Iraq comes to Sham, come to Palestine, and the worst people of Palestine go to Iraq. Right. Then Nabi SAW told Abu Umama, if you find that particular time, go to Asham. The time, the hour will not come until the best people of Iraq, they come to Sham, they come to Palestine, and the worst people of Palestine, they go to Iraq. Wallahu alam, what is the manifestation of that? But these are just aspects to show that major events of Qiyamah will take place around this Mubarak and blessed places. In the end, what do you say that the purpose of making mention of all this? You know, in fact, there's one riwayat, Wastami Yoma Yunadil Munad, the sound of the bugle of Qiyamah will take place, according to the Quran, in a place very near. Qatada radiallahu anhu says it will take place near Masjid Aqsa. Now, the reason of making mention of all this is not only to make mention of a historical account and a historical narrative, but today there's ideologically an attempt to drive us away from Masjid Aqsa, to say that is something that doesn't belong to us. So we look at the political dimension, and there's nothing wrong with the Islamic objective of the political dimension. But beyond that, there's a spiritual dimension. And ideologically, today we have been faced with this challenge that there is an attempt made to distance us away from that land. Wallah, we are the most closest people, and we are the true people to be in dominion, in authority of that particular land. And wallah, if you look at this particular narrative and this historical aspect that I've made mention, our love for this particular land should have nothing in between us and the love for this land. We are supposed to love this land. We are supposed to visit this place. We are supposed to make dua for this